Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes, he begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, sisters, we will start a new topic and the title of this topic is Your Provision is Great. Inshallah, today we will start a series of classes related to provision. Okay? Provision actually in Islam is called, or in Arabic is called, rizq. Okay, so I don't know what will be more easy for you, to use the word provision or rizq. I think provision will be easy for you because you are not familiar with the Arabic language. Okay. So the question is why we need to know about the topic of provision. Why I am discussing this topic? Okay, actually provision is one of the most important goals of all the people. And it causes them to worry a lot. Everyone is looking for the best provision. And because of that, everyone is trying her best or his best, you know, to achieve that goal. And this is always a very pressurizing element in our life. So, inshallah, in these classes of provision, we will learn the following. What is the definition of the word provision? And what number two, we will learn that Allah is the only provider. And we will learn also that Allah will provide all His creatures. This is a promise from Allah, the Almighty. Number four, we will learn the laws of provision from the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we will learn the keys of provision, and we will learn the Islamic rules to obtain provision. How you can obtain provision according to the Islamic rules. Inshallah, this is the series of classes related to provision. So we have to stop the class. The definition of provision, okay? Provision is everything decreed for you by Allah the Almighty. Whatever Allah decreed for you, this is called a provision. This includes broad and profound, this is included under this broad and profound. This means that provision can include the following. Every breath you draw in, this is part of Allah's provision. Because there are some people whom they are on artificial ventilation. They can't breathe. So long you breathe, you have to consider it part of Allah's provision. Every movement you make is part of Allah's provision. Because there are a lot of people whom they can't move. Every mental endeavor is part of Allah's provision. Then, when you look around, the sun rays that gives you warmth and light is part of Allah's provision. And actually, me personally, I appreciated this provision when I lived in Iowa City or in one of the north states of America. And for 5 months, the sun was there, but I cannot see it or I cannot feel its rays or its warmth because of the severe cold weather. The weather was minus 10. So you cannot feel at all that the sun is there. And because I was a new immigrant, so I was telling to the people, where is the sun? They said to me, no, the sun is there. Don't worry. Okay. The sun didn't disappear. But you cannot, you will never feel it. You can't imagine. You can't imagine how you will be looking for the sun rays, which we always complain from it in Houston. You know, and this, when you live away from the sun rays for some time, you start to have depression. You know, and this is known for the north states, and because of that, the people drink a lot in these states. Because when you feel that you cannot get the warmth of the sun, you start to feel isolated from life. Then the snow is outside, and I will not be able to go out. Because if I go out, I am in danger. So you feel that you are in a prison. at home. Okay, and this is one of the causes of depression in the North States of America or in Canada mostly. Okay, so when you have the sun rays in your life, which gives you warmth and light, this is part of Allah's provision. The light of the moon at night is part of Allah's provision. And one of the most clear provision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and important is rain. Then sustenance is part of Allah's provision. Your food, your clothing, your house, all are part of Allah's provision. Your family, your parents, your brothers and sisters are part of Allah's provision. Because there are many people whom, you know, they are adopted. They don't have any family at all. Okay? So you have to consider your family part of Allah's provision. Your wife is part of Allah's provision. Your kids is part of Allah's provision. Your health is a very important provision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because there are many people whom, you know, is looking for health and also wealth, which people consider it the only form of Allah's provision, is the least important of Allah's provision. Okay, now I will consider for you the most precious forms of Allah's provision, which are the belief in Allah's oneness, having trust in Allah. I will give you all the papers, every class, and you give it to me. Don't worry. Okay. Having trust in Allah, guidance, piety, acceptance. When you accept your life, this is a very important provision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because most of the people are not accepting their life. Wisdom, patience, hope, fear and love of Allah, mercy, forgiveness, sincerity, honesty, love of the Quran, mental peace, clean heart, love and compassion. All those are forms of Allah's provision. So inshallah, in the Quran, we will start to learn about whatever related to provision and how we can have the best provision in our life, and how we can inshallah be always convinced that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very merciful with us, and oh Allah, we are content with our provision. First, we must know that the word rizq or provision in English, it was mentioned in the Quran 105 times. So that you can evaluate how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarify all what is related to provision in the Quran, so that this topic will be clear to every Muslim. Now we will start to know about the rules of provision in the Quran and the Sunnah, and the most important. The most important rule, sister, which you must actually stamp it in your spirit, is that Allah is the only provider. There is none can provide except Allah, the Almighty. This fact, sister, or this rule, which we will learn about it in detail in the Quran, you need to have time with your spirit to feel that, oh Allah, I believe in that fact. Because when you believe in it, not just to say it, you know, words, when you believe it from the depth of your heart, you will feel that there will be a lot of changes in your life. Because again and again we clarify that provision is not only the wealth. Whatever you are looking for in this life is a provision. So when you believe that whatever I am looking for in this life, it will only be provided by Allah, okay, this will be reflected on your relation with Allah, with the relation with the people, with what you are looking for, and we will learn this now inshallah. We must believe that only Allah is the provider, and none can provide except Him. And here, sister, I will ask you a question. Why, as a believer in Allah's oneness, I must believe that Allah is the only provider? Why? Okay? Because always try, you know, to get the rules of the Quran, to believe it by your heart, but again to reflect on it. Okay, so that when you accept it, you are 100% sure that this is the truth. Okay, the answer, sisters, is that so long we believe that Allah is the creator of everything, Allah is the owner of everything, Allah is the planner and controller of everything, so Allah will be the provider of everything. This is an equation. Okay? And it started with the basic belief. Who is the creator of the heavens and earth? The owner. Who is the planner of everything? Okay? So who planned to give me these clothes? Who planned to give me that husband? Who planned to give me these kids? Okay? Who planned to give me this recorder? Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah is the planner and owner of everything. Okay? So Allah, immediately, I will say Allah is the provider of everything. Okay? Allah provides for all His servants. You know, I will clarify to you a very important rule now in details, because many Muslims are, you know, confused, and they always ask about, you know, this fact. We must believe that so long Allah is the creator of everything, so Allah will provide all the people. Allah will provide the good and the bad. Allah will provide the believer and the unbeliever. Okay, we must believe in this in Islam. Okay, so long Allah is the creator of all the people, okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them what they need. You must believe in this. Okay, had Allah chosen not to provide for the unbelievers and the wrongdoers, they would not have anything, and they would have died of thirst and hunger. Had this happened, then Allah's purpose of giving them life and allowing them to have a chance to do, okay, what may be counted for or against them would not have been fulfilled. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that so long Allah creates all the people, Allah will provide all of them. But, oh Allah, most of the people are unbelievers now, still Allah will provide them. Why? Because so long He created them, Allah is giving them a chance to prove their reality. Accordingly, He must provide them with the needs to live on the earth. Then it will be the right of everyone to live their life according to what they believe in. This is Islam. Islam is not pushing anyone to become a Muslim. Okay, if you want to become a Muslim, this is very good. If you don't want to become a Muslim, this is your right. Okay, we must believe in these sisters. Okay, and then I must believe that Allah will provide everyone. So if I look around and I notice that the most rich countries are the countries of the people whom they are not believers in Islam, I have to say, yes, this is one of the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah is providing everyone, and whoever work hard will have a lot of provisions. Okay? Sisters, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we must be in Islam that provision has nothing to do with the belief or unbelief. Okay? Goodness of character or personality. Allah attaches the question of provision to different factors related to life situation and personal abilities. Whoever is able to earn, Allah will allow him to earn. Whoever is able to have a lot of provision, Allah will allow them to have a lot of provision. This is not related if they are believers or not, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the just. Whoever work and try all the means, he has the right to have, okay, what he struggled for. Okay, belief is something different. Okay, and actually, because when you learn these facts, you must actually believe that, you know, we must be mature when we evaluate people. Okay, I'm not supposed, when I see anyone in the street, I ask her, are you a believer or not a believer? Basically, because I am immature person. This is none of our business. My business is not the belief of the people or not of the people, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah will provide, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing everyone according to His word. The belief or unbelief is something between the human being and his God. We are out of this equation. Okay? We are not here to judge people. This is very important in Islam. I am here to be a role model of Islam, so that everyone will say this is a good religion, because that person is a good person. If the other wants to follow me, very good. If they don't want and they are still well-mannered, very good people, this is their own business with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, we have to believe in this. So how can I believe in this when I realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the provision not related to the belief? Okay, so this is how we can learn from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the mercy and justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, sister, that I am not supposed to live in life to judge the people and to question them. You know, this is not my problem. My problem is myself. My problem is to take care of my manners and values. My problem is to prove that my religion is the religion of the people whom they have the best manners, whom they have justice. Okay, this is number one. So number one, now we believe that the only provider is Allah. I will stress more and more about this fact, sisters, because believe me, this fact is not actually an easy fact to believe in. Okay, it needs time to believe it. Because when I believe that only Allah will provide me, okay, I will say it again to myself, Mona, only Allah will provide you. Then suppose my daughter is just graduated from engineering and Romelia's husband is the president of the big oil company. Okay, and Romelia is always attending my class and she's a very nice sister to me and everything. And my daughter is just graduated and my daughter is looking for a job. If I believe that Allah is the only provider, I will not ask Ruth. You see, sisters, this is how we have to live and to believe and to send to Allah the message that, oh Allah, I believe that you are the provider. Not Rumeli or her husband. In spite of the fact you make Rumelia very close to me, so that I will say to myself, what is the problem? She's very close to me. I will tell her, Rumelia, you know, my daughter is just graduating. So, as it is happening in the worldly life, would you please, Rumelia, would you please, I will beg you to give work to my daughter. This means that I don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rumelia's husband cannot give or take or do anything except by the will and permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing our belief. He make Rumelia to be close to me and my daughter to be graduated from engineering. Then I am in the test. I will ask Rumelia or I will ask the only provider. I am believing in him or I am just saying words, and in reality I don't believe much. Human beings can do everything. Okay? You see, sister, this is why you must stress or you must believe in depth that the only provider is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I will give you a clear example, because this is one of our problems in our worldly life, and actually it is reflected on the relations of the people, because most of the relations now are beneficial relations. I will be very nice with Rumelia and inshallah I will try to give her a gift, okay, because I have a plan now. Okay, I will not tell her about my daughter anything now. I will give her the gift, then I will become very close, then I will visit her at home, and I will take my daughter with me to her house. Then Rumelia will ask my daughter, yes, I have a long-term plan. From where you are graduated? She will tell her, I'm graduated from engineering, and the same sentence, I'm looking for a job in the company so-and-so. As if we don't know that Rumelia's husband is the head of president of the company. Then I will look to Rumelia's eyes, what she will do with my daughter. Okay? If she's willing, well and good. If she's not willing, I have, you know, this is the second plan. Okay? Gifts. I will keep on giving her gifts. The best gifts. Until she has to give the job to my daughter. Yes. This is in our country, actually. Yes, I know. I know.
Egypt, yes.
No, not Egypt, and the Lebanon, and Lebanon. Actually, sisters, why I have this plan for Rumelia? Because we grow up not believing that Allah is the only provider. If I believe in the depth of my heart, in reality, that Allah is the only provider, and if I tried all the means with Rumelia, then Allah, out of His wisdom, allowed me, my daughter, to have the job through Rumelia, so that I will be all the time believing that human beings can provide. Okay? Then my daughter will work in that company. Then suppose after 3 years or 2 years she will have a big problem, then she will be kicked out. And that's it. Okay? Then I will try the same issue again. And I will live all my life not a believer that Allah is the only provider. I am the real loser. Because I lost the most important, you know, fact or rule regarding to provision. The only provider is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None can provide except Him. Because Allah is the only owner. And Allah will not give you something except according to His wish.
not according to the will of the human being, because human being cannot wish or will anything except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah said in the Quran. Allah said in the Quran, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. You will never will something except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah will allow Rumelia to tell me, let your daughter work, this is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually making me to believe, you know, in that wrong belief, because I deserve it. Because I don't want to believe that the only provider is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, sisters, inshallah, in this class of provision, when we'll have, you know, two or three or four classes, you will feel, you know, a totally different feeling regarding provision. Okay, you will be convinced that nobody can prevent my provision, any provision, and nobody can give me any provision except my Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, this we will learn it inshallah at the end. But now I want you to clarify, I want to clarify again from the Quran, from the verses of the Quran, from the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is the only provider. Because on the day of judgment, sisters, Allah will ask us and question us about our behavior in the worldly life. Allah will question me, why you were after Rumelia, asking her for provision. You didn't read the Quran? You didn't read that I mentioned many, many, many times that I am the only provider? Why you didn't follow the rule? We must believe in this, you know, in this worldly life, he will never provide me, okay, except what he is willing to provide, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the day of judgment, I will be in a difficult situation, because I never follow any of the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us now learn about the rules of the Quran, and then we will learn step by step, because I don't want to move quickly. Okay, because this topic needs time, then inshallah it will have a great effect on your spirit. We will read now from Surah Al-Mulk, Surah number 67, Surah Al-Mulk, verse number 21. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أمن هذا الذي يرزقكم إن أمسك رزقه بل لجوا في عتو ونفور.
Who is he that he can provide for you if he should withhold his provision? Nay, but they continue to be in pride and they flee from the truth.
Okay, so you see, sisters, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning to us in the Quran, who is he that can provide for you if Allah should withhold his provision? Nay, when Allah withholds his provision, none can provide you. And I will give you many examples now from our daily life and the proofs of the Quran, that when Allah withholds, none can provide. Okay, so that you believe that Allah is the only provider in this worldly life. We must believe that all people's provision come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide all mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can provide and Allah can withhold. So it is clear that mankind are totally dependent on Allah for their provision, their food, clothing, and all that they have. Yet there are those who turn away from the divine message in arrogant and they are rebellious, forgetting that Allah is their creator and that they can only survive by his grace. You know, again and again, sisters, we must have time to realize the realities of the worldly life and to reflect. Because when you reflect, you will find a lot of solutions for our problems. If you believe that Allah is your Lord, if you believe that Allah is the creator of this life, if you believe that Allah controls your life and your death, so you cannot be arrogant on the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot say, no, Allah is not the provider. I am the one. I worked hard. I studied a lot. I succeeded in the exam, I have the best mind to think it, and I am the one. I am the provider of myself. okay, if you are the provider of my of yourself, okay, live 1,000 years. So long you are the one who can do everything. Always remember that Allah is the creator of everyone. Allah is your creator. Allah is the one who controls your death. Allah can send the angel of death to you while you are just talking now. Okay? How you can prevent it? Okay? So all the time, sister, try not to be arrogant with the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to be rebellious against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controls your breath. Now while I am talking, I can start saying, sisters, I am suffocated. Try to help me. Give me air. I cannot breathe. You tell me, Sister Mona, everything is all right. I tell you, no. I can't. I am dying. Who can take care of me now? I am very close to the best medical center in the world. Who can take care of me for 1 second? I will die while I am sitting on the chair. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sister. This is Allah, the one who controls life and death. The one who plans and controls everything. So I am supposed all the time when Allah's name is mentioned to feel that, oh Allah, you are my Lord. Oh Allah, I want to obey you because this is for my sake. Because you are the one controlling everything for my life. Even your mood, which is the most important for you. When you wake up in the morning, one sister will wake up feeling very good, having high mood, looking to do everything in her life. The other one will wake up very depressed, refusing to do anything in life. Okay? Who is controlling the mood? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we learn that Allah is the provider, oh Allah, you are the provider. Yes, oh Allah, I accept, I believe, I will follow the rules. And actually, sister, you will learn that when you believe that Allah is the provider, you can't imagine the benefits, the psychological benefits which you will have and the worldly benefits which you will have when you will believe in reality. And Allah knows your belief. The only one who knows the reality of the belief of everyone is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So try to have, you know, your relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a sincere relation. Okay? Don't say anything, you know, words, and then your heart have something different. Because Allah knows what is in your heart. Take your time to believe in reality that Allah is my only provider. Allah is the only provider in this life. Okay? Now, we will learn examples of Allah's provision and the proofs from the Quran that Allah is the only provider. And we will start with water. Okay, water is the source of life. And it is the most important component. Allah has willed that without water, no life is possible. There is no life without water. Allah is the one who made water out of its elements. You know, we know in chemistry that water is 2 hydrogen and 1 oxygen. The only one who can make water is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah can produce it and Allah cause it to fall from the clouds. None other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do this. Okay, let us read about this from the Quran, from Surah Ghafir, verse number 13. Then we will learn how Allah can withhold water and what the people will do when Allah withholds the water. So now, sisters, we will read from Surah number 40, verse 13. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Huwa alladhi yuriikum ayatihi wa yunazzilu lakum minas samai rizqa wa ma yatazakkaru illa man yunib.
It is He who shows you His ayat, proofs, evidence, verse, lessons, and sends down rain with which grow provision for you from the sky. And none remembers but those who turn to Allah in obedience and in repentance by begging His pardon and by worshipping and obeying Him alone and none else.
So, sisters, what I want you to realize in this verse of the Quran that Allah is mentioning that rain is a provision. You know, this is the Arabic word, okay, rizq. is a provision. So you must believe that rain is a provision. Okay, those whom some countries are trying to manufacture rain or to make rain or to get the rain down, you know, this cannot be done. Okay, this is a failure because rain is a provision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They can say that we will have the rain maybe after 2 hours, we'll have the rain after 5 hours maybe. And it is not always correct. Okay? So, number one, we believe, O Allah, that rain is a provision. Okay, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning to us about the water, which is coming from the rain, the provision that He can hold it. Okay, and we will not have it. Okay, we will read about this from Surah number 56, verse number 71 and 73, so that you can realize in reality that Allah can give and Allah can withhold. Okay, this means that Allah is the provider. I am giving you proofs from the Quran that so long Allah can give and prevent, this means that Allah is the controller and Allah is the provider. So we read now from Surah number 56, verse number 56, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, and we read verse number 71 to 73. Bismillah. Sister, we will read from verse number 68, 69, 70. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفرأيتم الماء الذي تشربون أأنتم أنزلتموه من المزن أم نحن المنزلون لو نشاء جعلناه أجاجا فلولا تشكرون.
It is you. Then tell me about the water that you drink. It is you who caused it from the rain clouds to come down, or are we the causers of it to come down? If we will, we really could make it salt. Why then you not give thanks to Allah?
You see, sister, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us the proof that He is the provider and He can give and He can prevent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to the human beings in the Quran, okay, then tell me. You see, this kind of question from language from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, it is a question means no. Okay, tell me about the water that you drink. If it's you who cause it from the rain clouds to come down, or are we? Okay, you see, this is the language of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran while we are still in the worldly life. So you have to imagine how will be the question on the Day of Judgment for those whom they always believe that we can provide, they can provide, anyone can provide. The only provider is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is clarifying that in verse number 70. If we willed, this is we in the Quran is Allah, we verily could make it salt. Then the rain water will be salty. Okay, this is death on the earth. Allah is clarifying to us that He can make the rain salty. Why then do you not give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You see, sisters, who is thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when there is rain? Most of the people, when there is rain, they are so afraid that there will be flood. Nobody tried to say, oh Allah, we are so thankful to you for the rain. Because no one can bring the rain from the clouds except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sisters, you must believe that Allah is the one who has made the water sweet. Had He willed otherwise, He could make it salty and bitter, undrinkable, and unable to produce life. Water is essential for all humans, and actually at the time of the Quran, the Bedouin of the desert, this was the source of life for them. Unfortunately, nowadays water is more important than that time. And nowadays, when there is a problem of water, which is about to be in the Middle East, everyone and all over the world is worried about the water. Who is sending the water? Who can make water and manufacture water on the earth? None except the provider, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when there is rain, always remind yourself, this is the provider, my Lord, the only provider in life. Oh Allah, I am very thankful for the rain. I am very thankful for your provision. Now we will learn about the plants. We will learn that the only provider for the plants is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am giving you, sister, proofs from the Quran. At the first class of the provision, so that this is the most important basic rule for the believer in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the provision is only from my only provider, Allah, the Almighty, that's it. None can interfere in my provision at all. If all the world, if all the powers are against a provision which Allah decreed for me, the provision will come to me in the proper second. Because the only provider is Allah, the only power is Allah, the Almighty. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the believers, because this gives me all the support and the reassurance. None can interfere. If the head of the work is not happy with me, he cannot, you know, stop my salary. If that person is not happy with me, he cannot get rid of me. If my kids are sick, the doctor will not be the one to give them the health. My Lord will be the one. Everything in this life, I have an access to it, because I am connected with the only provider, my Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the human beings are handful of dust. All are handful of dust. All the powers on the earth are just handful of dust, except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you have this feeling and you are ill or sick and the doctor will come and tell you, I am not happy about your situation, okay, and this happens to me, I tell to myself, to him, because he is originally a Muslim, I tell to myself, you must be unhappy about your destination, not about me. Why you are not happy about my situation? You don't know anything in Arabic, you don't know anything about Islam, and you are not happy about my health. What is the problem of my health? All praise to Allah. If I am a good believer, alhamdulillah, my destination is good. What about you? Don't get the words from the human being. The human being are handful of dust. I am a handful of dust. There is only one power in this life. There is only one controller. There is only one provider. There is only one mercy. Our Lord, Allah, the Almighty. If I have this clear in my spirit, all praise to Allah. I am always in the best shape in life. I don't fear anything. I don't care for anything. I don't plan for any relation with anyone or all the people. I only plan to have the good, right relation, okay, with my Lord. I am the slave, and I am all praise to Allah, in excellent relation with the only power in this life. That's it. When you believe in this, sister, Allah will bring your provision to you in your place. You will never ask anyone, you will not fear anyone, you will not make any relation, you will not run after the doctor, oh doctor, what do you think, what do you think, there is hope, there is no hope. All this nonsense which the human being are wasting their life and their energy and wasting the most important support, their relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are wasting it for the other human beings. And the other human beings, they don't have any power. And again, sister, there is a very important point which I need to clarify to you. Everyone in our life has his own problems. The doctor who is actually taking care of you, while he is discussing your problem, he has his own problems also. So he is not concentrating much about what you are saying. Oh, doctor, what do you think, doctor? There is hope, doctor. He is thinking of his wife whom she is about to leave home for the rest of the life. Okay? Yes, because I was a pediatrician and I was having some motherly will come to me. What do you think, my baby will live or not? At that time, you know, my daughter is about to fail a very important exam. I will tell her, inshallah, Allah will do the best. I want to go home. Yes, this is life. There is no human being who is having, you know, the time and the energy and to think of you and to give you the mercy. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, the most merciful, the one whom you can meet at any time. Whenever you are distressed, whenever you are unhappy, whenever you are under pressure, whenever you feel lonely, run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only only power and the only will, is calling you to go to Him and to mention to Him, He will shower you with His mercy immediately. And He will direct you and guide you, you know, to mental peace. Then all praise to Allah. This is the dose which I was looking for. None of the human being can give it to you, because this is not their qualities. This is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful. So all the time, try to, when you listen to the Qur'an, try to get the benefit of the Qur'an. Try to believe in, try to say to yourself, I want to accept this, I want to believe, I want to follow. Because sister, this is the only way for your spirit to be a healthy spirit all the time. This is the only way to find support at the time of disaster. Because the one who is giving the support is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give you the support at any time, in any shape, under any circumstances, out of His will and mercy. So when you live your life with this feeling, all praise to Allah. This is what all the human beings are looking for. To be sure that inshallah Allah is taking care of me, the provider will provide me with all my needs, and myself and my spirit is healthy one. All praise to Allah. That's it. This is the worldly life. So I am clarifying to you this because I am giving you proofs from the Quran that Allah is the only provider. So after you listen to this class, try to check what you have in your worldly life, what you are missing, what provision you are missing, and say to yourself, only Allah will give it to me. Only Allah. I will only ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I am sure that only Allah will give it to me. If you try to live this experience with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once in your life, while you are sincere, be sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of you, and then you will change your direction. You will never ask anyone, and you will only have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we will read from the Quran, from Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14, verse number 32, to know about the plants, that the plants is a provision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If your time come, you can leave. Okay? Yes, for your work. Okay. So now we will read from Surah number 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse number 32. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم صدق الله العظيم.
Allah is He who has created the heavens and the earth and sent down water from the sky and thereby brought forth fruits as provisions for you.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sisters, is the one, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, who brought forth the provision, the fruits as a provision. So the provider, Allah is mentioning that the provider is the fruits is Him. Okay, so the question is, O Allah, what role do human play in plant growth? So long He mentioned the Almighty that He is the provider of the fruits. So what is our role in the growth of the plants? Okay, our role, sisters, is that we lay the seeds. And the seeds are made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We lay the seeds in the earth and then we water them regularly. But that's about it. That's all. Okay? The seed or the grain begins its journey to produce its kind, moving from stage to stage. It is the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that guides it throughout this journey until a wheat grain becomes a stalk and leaves. Okay? And a dead stone produces such large palm tree. Always, sisters, if you want to become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can feel the power, you need to feel the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to have a dead stone, okay, and then look to a large palm tree and tell to yourself, what is this? What happens? The human being will lay the seed and give water. Then that dead stone can give that big tree. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must feel the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the depth of your heart so that you will feel that Allah is the provider. Allah is the controller. Allah is everything. I only have Allah. I will direct to Allah. All these human beings cannot do anything. This is the way to believe. And then to live your belief. And then to have the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time in this worldly life. People say we have planted. And they just lay the seeds. It is Allah who grants them the fruits of their plants, allowing the plant to complete its cycle of life. Had He willed, it would not have started the journey. Suppose now me and Romelia, we have, you know, two pieces of land close to each other. Romelia lay the seeds, for example, and I lay the same seeds. We have the same, you know, nature of the earth is the same. The rain is the same. Watering at the same time, then Romelia had nothing from her earth. And I have the best fruits. Then Romelia would tell me what happened. What happened, Mona? It is the same in everything. I will tell her, the provider provides me. The provider didn't provide you. Check the reason. And this is what we will learn in after two or three classes from the classes of provision. Why Allah didn't provide Romelia, for example, and Allah provides me in spite of the fact we have the same circumstances. So that we will realize that the only way to have your provision, what you are looking for, is through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This we will learn in the keys of provision. But now, sister, let us learn the proof that the plants is a provision from Allah, and Allah can withhold. As it happened with Romelia, it can happen with any one of us in life. This is from the Quran, from the same surah, surah number 54, verse number 63 and 64. We need to know this proof from the Quran, sister, so that it will be clear in your mind. The only provider who can give and prevent, who can give me a baby and take from me the baby, who can give me a husband and take from me the husband, He can give me my health and take from me my health, the only one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, surah number 54, verse number 63. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرِثُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ لَوْ نَشَاءُ لَجَعَلْنَاهُ حُطَامًا فَظَلْتُمْ تَفَكَّهُونَ إِنَّا لَمُغْرَمُونَ بَلْ نَحْنُ مَحْرُومُونَ Until 67. Okay, so then tell me.
Okay, then tell me about the seed that you sow in the ground. It is you that make it grow? Or are we the grower? Were it our will, we could crumble it to dry pieces and you could be regretful. We are indeed...
Lamogramun. Riyund, you can say it in English. Have lost the money.
Okay, have lost the money without any profits. Nay, we are the deprived.
Okay. Nay, but we are deprived. You see, sisters, here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is questioning that question. Okay? Tell me about the seeds that you sow in the ground. Is it you that make it to grow? Because people are saying we are planting, we are planting, we are doing a lot of effort. If you are planting, make it to grow. Yalla, show us. Okay? Allah is questioning this. Okay? Or we are the grower. Oh Allah, you are the grower of all the plants. Okay? Then Allah is clarifying in the next verse that He is the provider. Were it our will, we could crumble it to dry pieces and you would be regretful. Okay? Left in wonderment. Okay? Saying, at that time, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy all my plants, the people will say, we indeed lost the money without any profit. Okay, now they are very sad. When Allah showed them that He is the provider and He can punish them and He can make all the fruits into dry pieces so that they will not get any provision. You have to know, sister, that there are people and families whom the only provision for them is these fruits. So if they lose the fruits, they will lose the provision for 6 months. So their kids cannot go to the school. So they cannot find food to eat. It will be a big disaster for them. Allah is clarifying to them that if you are the one who is growing, go ahead and grow. Okay? You must admit You must believe that Allah is the one who is providing us with these fruits, and if Allah wills that He will destroy it or He will crumble it to dry pieces, it will happen. Then at that time we will say, oh Allah, at that minute you will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? That, oh Allah, we are lost. We lost our money. Oh Allah, we are deprived. Now you are deprived. Now you remember the Lord. Now you remember the provider, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why not from the beginning? You know, sister, this is the most important. Why not from the beginning we believe that, oh Allah, you are the provider. When I am lying the seeds, I am saying, oh Allah, you are the provider. Make my seeds to grow well. Make me to have the best fruits. Oh Allah, I depend totally on you. Oh Allah, everything is up to your will. Oh Allah, I am looking for your mercy. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, then I will have the best fruits. Allah will give me the best fruits because I am on the right track, because I know the truth, because I follow the commands, because I am not from those whom Allah is telling them, tell me about the seeds. And again, sister, this surah, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, you know, everyone has to realize that these are the surahs of the last chapter of the Quran. Allah is mentioning them to remind us of the Day of Judgment, to remind us that there is no escape in this worldly life, to remind us that let us remember Allah now while we can still worship Him, obey Him, live according to His rules. Otherwise, we will have these questions on the Day of Judgment. Then none can answer. Then Allah will question every one of us. You didn't read Surah Al-Waqi'ah? What we will answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time? As Muslims and all praise to Allah, living in the provisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How I can answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I don't have time to read Surah Al-Waqi'ah, or I don't have time to realize the meaning, or I never believe that Allah is the only provider in this life. So why you are living in His universe? Why you are eating from His fruits and plants? Why? If you don't believe that He is the provider. You see, sister, this is the Quran, the message of reflection. Reflect, because this will give you a lot of relief in your problem with the provision, in your own problem, personal problem with provision. When you learn this proofs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find the solution for my problem with the provision regarding the husband, regarding the kids, regarding the wealth, regarding the health. I have the answer now. When Allah is clarifying to me that He is the only one who can give and He is the only one who can withhold. Now we will learn about an issue which is very important for every one of us, which is the offspring. The offspring is an aspect of what man is given or denied. Offspring is something very dear to man. Offspring is a different aspect of what Allah provides man with. This is another aspect. The only provider is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will read now from surah number 42, verse number 49 and 50. 42. Surah number 42, verse number 49. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لله ملك السماوات والأرض يخلق ما يشاء يهب لمن يشاء إناثا ويهب لمن يشاء الذكور.
To Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. He creates what He wills. He bestows females upon who He wills, and bestows male upon whom He wills.
So again, sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us that the offspring is a form of the provision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give a female baby or a male baby. Again, sisters, because whenever someone deliver a baby, everyone will go and tell her, what did you get?
Boy.
You know, as if she is the one whom she manufactured the baby, you know, in the computer. Okay, in Arabic language, in our Arabic language, we always ask the sister, what did you get? Okay, or you know, the meaning is that as if she is the one. Then if she will say a girl, for example, baby girl, no, we don't like it. We hope that next time you will be the one. You know, the language in Arabic means that. You know, what did she get? You know, we always say, what did she get? Then when they say she got a baby girl, no, this is not good. She didn't get something good. Tell her to get a baby boy next time. What is this? Yes, this is what is going on in the Arabic language. Tell her to get a baby boy next time. We want a baby boy. Okay, what we want? What we want or we don't want, she get or she didn't get. She's not related to the issue at all. The issue is the provision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can provide either a male or a female. This is up to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever someone deliver, we are not supposed to choose or to ask, what did you get? Why you get a baby for the third time, again and again, girl and girl and girl, what we can do later on? Go to hell. To clarify to you, sister, the very important fact. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he promised those whom they have two girls, and if you have two daughters, and you take care of them, and they become good Muslims, they will be a shelter for you from the hellfire. So what is more valuable for a believer? To have daughters whom they will be a shelter from the hellfire, or to have boys and to be so proud of the boys in the worldly life? What is more important? When Allah will provide me, okay, with a girl, okay, I will tell to myself, oh Allah, I want to take care of her, to make her a Muslim. Because they asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if she is one, he said, even she is one. If you have only one daughter, and you take care of her, and she grow up as a good Muslim, she will be a shelter for you from the hellfire. So whenever you look to your daughter, you say, all praise to Allah, or to the two daughters. Inshallah, you will be the shelter for me from the hellfire. I have a mercy from Allah through you, my two daughters. Okay? So what is better? So we are not supposed, you know, to keep on repeating the same words. Baby boy, baby girl, why you get, why you don't get. Okay, this is not related to the human being. This is the provision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now,
yes. Why baby girls?
Because they don't like the girl. Why? Because the inheritance for the boys is doubled. You know, the boy inherits double the girl in Islam. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is number one. Number two, there is something very important. If you don't have boys, okay, then your brothers and sisters can inherit you. Okay? And as it is going on mostly now, most of the brothers and sisters are not in a very good relation. So everyone is very upset that all my wealth, which I work day and night to have it, my brothers and sisters will have most of it because I don't have a boy. This is, you know, the rules in Islam. Okay? But if you have a boy, he will block the rest of the family. Okay, the money will be between him and his sisters, whatever. But none will get in. They come in, they can share your wealth if there is no baby boy. Okay? And again, it is the worldly life. You see, this is the care for the worldly life. Yes.
But it sounds like the girl has more privilege
for
that. Why is that?
Because they don't like it. Allah wants them to like the girls. Okay, so Allah make it that if you have a girl and you take care of her, or two daughters and you take care of them, they will be a shelter for you. So that the habit of loving to have boys, you know, will be...
To balance.
Yes, balance. Okay, inshallah. And many other reasons, but this is, you know, the logic one, inshallah. Okay, now sisters, we will read... two verses of the Quran from Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3, which inshallah will make it so clear for you that Allah is the only provider. Then inshallah we will move to the other rule regarding the provision, rule number 2. First we read from Surah Ali Imran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verse number 26 and 27. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير
تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب.
Say, O Muhammad, O Allah, possessor of the kingdom, you will give the kingdom to who you will, and you will take the kingdom from whom you will, and you will endue with honor whom you will, and you will humiliate whom you will. In your hand is the good. Verily, you are able to do all things. You make the night to enter into the day, and you make the day to enter into the night. And you will bring the living out of the dead, and you will bring the dead out of the living. And you will give wealth and sustenance to whom you will without limit.
You see, sisters, so in these verses of the Quran, Allah, the owner of all the dominion, the Lord of all the universe, Allah is the one who can grant or take away. This has to be clear. This is first, the first rule which I am stressing on. Allah is the one who can grant or take away everything. Okay? The one who controls, sustains, plans, and grants sustenance to all. The one who can grant sustenance to whom He wills beyond all reckoning. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He wishes, He can give wealth and sustenance to whom Allah wills without limit, without measure or account. And actually, sisters, I think that sometimes in your life you can meet people whom, you know, at a time you feel that they are, you know, having the average, you know, income. And then after 2 years you meet them again and you know that they become millionaires. Okay? And actually this happens to me with one of my relatives. Okay? He was having normal income. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides that person, okay, to buy a piece of land in the desert. Okay? And then by time they decided to build houses in that piece of land. And the price multiplied by 100 times. When he knows it, he bought hundreds of these pieces of land. And he become a very, very big millionaire in 2 years in Egypt. Okay, subhanallah. And everyone is questioning, how come our friend so-and-so becomes a millionaire in 2 years? This is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you ask him, how you know about that piece of land in the desert which you started all your wealth by? He said, Allah knows. I don't know how I was guided to that piece of land. But because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the provider, he planned to provide him with no measure. So there must be a reason on the earth, okay, or a way, okay, how a piece of land in the desert. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be and it will be. You know, sisters, this is the message which every one of us must be, you know, alhamdulillah, must be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you believe in the truth. Okay? When Allah says be, it is just be. For everything, for anything. But again, sister, you must know that Allah has the wisdom. Allah has the knowledge. Allah knows what you can tolerate and what you cannot tolerate. Allah knows what is best for you this year, and maybe it will be very bad for you later on. Actually, that person who becomes a millionaire, you know, his kids become so spoiled after he becomes a millionaire. And it was not good for them at all. When you look after 5 years, you say that it was maybe Allah knows. You know, Allah tested them with the money which is, with the wealth which is without measure. But Allah knows, you know, what is good and what is bad for every one of us. For those people, they didn't use it probably. Okay? The kids were so spoiled with the money. And when you evaluate the condition again, you say, oh Allah, you have the wisdom and you have the knowledge. And when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Allah for the best for you.
Because you don't know. This story, you know, that wealth with no measure was not the best for them. But they were looking for it. Okay, I will end that class with a story which is known in the Arab countries, you know, about a very famous actor. Okay, his name is Anwar Waghji. Okay, that very, very famous actor. Okay, he was very famous in 1950. Okay, he was very, 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 very poor. He was sleeping in the streets. He was homeless. Okay? And he came to Egypt from another country. And actually, he was very intelligent, extremely intelligent. Okay? So he decided to become an actor, and he started to act as a comparse. He was not known for many years. Then he said a supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which becomes the famous. He said, "Oh Allah, I want all the wealth and take my health. I don't care." Yes, this is known in Egypt, this story. You know, take my health and give me all the wealth. Okay? Then it happened by time, you know, that he start to be known as a writer. Then start to be known as a director, you know, in the cinema. Then as, you know, a famous actor. Then the most famous female actor in Egypt, her name is Laila Murad. She loved him. Okay, in spite of that big difference in the, you know, situation. She loved him and she married him, and they started their own private company of producing films in Egypt. The best, the most, you know, famous one in Egypt, and he becomes the best millionaire 1952. At that time, he decided to have a very big, you know, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, high rise in Egypt. The first high rise or the second one in Egypt, okay, and the high rise was going up, and they noticed, the constructor engineering, that there is a black column in the middle of the building. Okay, they don't know how it comes, this black column. And whenever, you know, Anwar Waghji will visit, you know, the building, he will say, "Why this black column in my building? I don't like something black in the middle." Okay, at that time, he discovered that he has cancer of the stomach. Very severe one. And he was not allowed to eat at all. At all, just water and the medicine. And he died in 6 months. And he was saying at the end of his life, "Oh Allah, I did the biggest mistake. I asked for the wealth and I asked you to take my health. You took my health. Now I don't want the wealth. I want my health." It was over. You see, and this is a very famous story. His building is still there. There is no one to inherit it because he doesn't have kids. Okay? And everyone is saying, ask Allah for the best. Don't ask Allah for the wealth, wealth, wealth. You don't know the wealth will make you to have what or to lose what. It is good or it is bad. Ask Allah for the best. Ask Allah, the provider, always for what is best for you in your worldly life. InshaAllah. Rahman Rahim. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك رحمة من عندك تهدي بها قلوبنا وتجمع بها شملنا وتلم بها شعثنا وترد بها الفتن عنا وتحفظ بها غائبنا وترفع بها شاهدنا وتذكي بها أعمالنا وتحفظنا بها اللهم من كل سوء. اللهم اهدنا في من هديت وعافنا في من عافيت وتولنا في من توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا برحمتك شر ما قضيت فتقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.